Oh, crikey. It's your worst nightmare because it's like if somebody says to you, are you, for instance, yourself, what would you be like if tomorrow you woke up and you were paralysed from the neck down? You'd probably think you wouldn't want to go on. Most people probably think that way.
And was that what you thought?
Well, it certainly would have been what I thought before the accident. But then when you have the accident, obviously you do go through a period where you feel very, very sorry for yourself. And you just don't want to go on, etc., whatever. You know, because you just can't see how you can cope with life.
What's the quality of your life like now?
Well, I've been in bed for the last, off and on for a month, but for the last 2 weeks, maybe a little bit more, I've been permanently in bed. So I'm not a person that copes with being in bed for too long. So I've been climbing the walls on certain days.
Tell me about this court case. Tell me about why you've got involved with this Right to Die campaign. Because when I spoke to Tony Nicholson, he always said what he wanted was the ability to know that he could end his life when he wanted to. He didn't necessarily think he wanted to die tomorrow.
No, that's exactly what I'm after.
So how would it make your life better if you knew you could put an end to it when the time came?
When at a time that I knew I could go no further. Mm. It'd make all the difference in the world. Because I'll still continue for going as long as I can, while I can. I'm just very scared, I always have been, that when I can't go on no longer, there's something in place that can help me.
So how did you feel today when you heard that the appeals court had rejected your appeal?
Well, I personally, after spending, going down in May to the High Court, Appeal Court, I'd got sickened to the stomach of them telling me how sympathetic they were for me, which says to me that they've no idea, absolutely no idea whatsoever, what I'm going through. And it's showed through on that with the way Tony Dickinson had to die, which was nothing short of disgusting, barbaric, and supposedly we're not in a barbaric country.
Are you afraid that you might have to die in the same way that Tony Nicholson did?
It's something that at this moment in time I haven't considered. But I'd say realistically, if ever it gets to such a stage with me where I'm having to spend too long in bed where, say for instance, if I had pressure sores or the pain was unbearable, I would consider not eating, yeah, absolutely.
And when you have those bad days, Paul, and you think about this possibility that you might want a doctor to end your life for you one day...
I won't do it on a whim.
No, of course, but yeah. When you get to that stage, what are your thoughts on the afterlife and what happens next? Does that factor into your thinking at all?
I believe that, in my own way, I believe there's a... something out there that's bigger and stronger and, in the universe, but I can't profess that I know what it is or that I believe in a set thing. No, I don't.
Well, if you think that, does it make you cross when you hear some of the Christian charities talking about the Right to Die campaign and saying that it's sort of against their religion, if you like?
Yeah, but these are more than generally able-bodied people that aren't going through extreme measures of pain, you know. So unless you experience it personally, you really, I don't think you should be talking about this subject.
Of course, the other thing that people who don't agree with your point of view will say is that if you were allowed what you want, if you were allowed to know that when it gets too much, a doctor could end your life, they say that a law that allowed that would put lots of other disabled people into a vulnerable position.
I think everybody should be judged when it gets to extreme cases on individual merits, and there should be enough safety guards put in place to eradicate all that.
So you think if the safety guards were in place, there wouldn't be any danger to other people?
I mean, this is something that needs talking about more, but I believe something can be set in place, yes.
I spoke to so much of hell earlier on, your lawyer, and I asked her if she had a message for you. She said that what she'd say to you today is to keep your courage and keep on fighting, and she knows that you will.
Well, I tell you what, if I had half the courage she's got, she's a very courageous woman.
Do you think you have got the strength to keep fighting? Because this could actually, go a long way yet, couldn't it?
Actually, I know I have, honestly. I'm 100%.